the other five. The two that remain are going to be those who stand and testify for Christ. And at the time, the world, you know, it's one of the ways in which the world is not going to see the two witnesses for what they are, because they're expecting two stars, two superstars. They may even go out by twos at times, but those who will be plaguing the earth are not going to be just two individuals. It's not going to be Paul Stringini, one of the two witnesses. It's going to be, yeah, it'll be Paul Stringini, one of the two witnesses, along with you and you and you and you and you. We are going to bear witness to the truth. We as a group, not as superstars. Everyone wants a superstar. It's one of the things that I've always, after having gone down that route of ministries that exalt men, I've tried to do my teaching humbly without trying to build a kingdom for myself, but also being adamant about the things that are true. And it's not wrong for people to learn from me, because God's given me understanding. I want to give that to you. But I'm going to help make you independent. But at the same time, we are together. We are unified in a single mind in Christ by His Spirit in the most important things. Now, for some people, this is I've identified the two witnesses. In the first study, they say, wow, you're really stepping out of bounds, Paul. I thought you were going to leave things sealed that were sealed. This isn't some great hidden truth. It's right here in black and white. I never hear anyone say the two witnesses are the two churches. I'm sure there's got to be other people who believe the same thing. But this is something I came on. God led me into it on my own. No one ever suggested it to me. It started, I think, early on, before I even began studying seriously. I didn't like the idea of the rapture because I thought we're going to miss out on this great end times adventure. I want to see those days. But I fear for people, the longer you live, the more people you love. And the more people you feel responsible for. And the more people you feel like you want to protect and defend. It was easy when I had nothing to lose. But I give it all up that I might serve Christ, that I might suffer and die for His name's sake. And if that means awful things, then let it be so. I think that He'll give us the strength to bear well whatever we have to. Chapter 1, verse 20, we're going to be going back to that. It's significant. Do you find the church in the book of Revelation beyond chapter 3? Oh, you certainly do. The church is going to be at the forefront of the battle against the Antichrist. The forefront. We're not going to leave it to some Johnny-come-lately people who, you know, after the rapture suddenly start getting religion. Do you think God wants His army made up of a bunch of 90-day wonder recruits? I begin to sound like somebody I used to listen to. But I mean, a 90-day wonder was in the Second World War, they would have these officers brought in, and instead of having gone to West Point, going to formal military training, because they needed all these officers for all this expansion of the army, they had these intelligent people who tested well. They would put them through officer training, and in 90 days, they would be lieutenant. And they were called 90-day wonders. And so it would be the same thing, like, oh, well, there goes the rapture. All the believers are gone, especially the best of them. And then what's left behind? You know, a few people are like, whoa, man, we better get in with Jesus. We missed the rapture. And these are going to be the people who are going to stand again. And not that God can't do anything He wants with whoever He wants. God is powerful. He can turn someone just like that. In the scriptures, that's not how I read it, though. In the scriptures, it says, if you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, how shall you contend with horses? You know, if in the time of peace, you can't find Christ, you ain't going to find Christ in the time of temptation. You know, when Antichrist is present on the earth, as it says, working miracles and making a show that He is God, He's going to be proving to people that He's God, or at least worthy of God-like adoration. Do you think at that point, with all those things going on, all the pressure from the world around you pressuring you, you think you're going to suddenly be able to just snap, turn it on, be a Christian? Well, God can work miracles. That's not the way I want to go into it. I wouldn't want to, you know, I'd rather prepare my mind. I don't want to be shocked into the end times. But there's, you know, there's obviously going to be room for that. But on the other hand, don't, you know, it's like the guy who thinks he's going to live his entire life sinfully. And then he's like, well, I'm going to repent at the last minute and everything will be cool. But then he dies before he gets a chance to repent. Oops. It's a foolhardy mentality to think you can just turn everything around. God has not appointed it so. God has not appointed it so that just the church is going to vanish and what's left is going to be, he's going to raise that up. Now, he could do that, but that's not what's appointed. The two candlesticks, the seven candlesticks are the seven churches, and the two candlesticks are the two that are left after the other five fall away.